Biden calls for Trump's impeachment, he is shooting holes in the Constitution. By Pam Key on October 9, 2019. On Wednesday, 2020 Democratic presidential hopeful former Vice President Joe Biden at a town hall in Rochester, New Hampshire called for President Donald Trump to be impeached. CNN was there with cameras to capture the moment. Biden said, "With his words and his actions, President Trump has indicted himself by obstructing justice, refusing to comply with the congressional inquiry. He's also convicted himself in full view of the world and the American people. Donald Trump has violated his oath of office, betrayed this nation and committed impeachable acts." He continued, "You know, to preserve our Constitution, our democracy, our basic integrity. He should be impeached. That's not only because of what he's done. To answer whether he's committed acts sufficient to warrant impeachment is obvious. We see it in Trump's own words. We see it in the texts from State Department officials that have been made public. We see it in his pulling much of the United States government into his corrupt schemes, individuals within the government, his appointees. But we have to remember that impeachment isn't only about what the president's done. It's about the threat the president poses to the nation if allowed to remain in office. One thing about this president is absolutely clear, and I don't think anyone can contradict this. He has seen no limits to his power regardless of what the Constitution says." He added, he believes the entire United States government can be corrupted into furthering his personal political needs. He's even willing to hold Congress and congressionally appropriated aid to a foreign nation hostage to his personal political demands. He believes if he does something, it's legal, period. And perhaps most importantly, he believes there is nothing we can do about it. He believes he can and will get away with anything he does. We all laughed when he said he could stand in the middle of Fifth Avenue and shoot someone and get away with it. It's no joke. He's shooting holes in the Constitution, and we cannot let him get away with it. Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanem.